We're going to party in the desert and pick up trash. Woohoo! Now that is a party. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We ran out of time in the last hour. Randy called in at 884-9910, and I wasn't able to continue the conversation with him, so I had to go look this up for myself, and this is the most incredible group I have seen in a long, long time. You know I am totally all about KTMB, Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful, and the great work that they do, and they work with cities and regulation and stuff like that. And, you know, but they have paid employees. They have paid people. So I went on to this website called DesertPigs.com. DesertPigs.com. And I am finding out so many great things. And I'm so glad that Randy called back and decided to be with us. Hi, Randy.
How you doing, Monica?
I'm doing fabulous. And I love your website. Who we are not. We are not government. We are not a religious organization. We are not an environmental activist group. We are not a yard cleanup business.
No.
You're just neighbors.
We're just a bunch of guys. We're just a bunch of guys that got together about a year and a half ago and started cleaning the desert. Our founding member, Phil Woolley, started going out riding the trails around here, and he used to go out with his ATV or with his pickup and, you know, bomb around in the trails. And he got sick and tired of seeing all the trash. So he and a couple friends got together, and they started just picking up the trash and hauling it to the transfer station out here. And a couple of us heard about it, and we started joining in. And pretty soon we had 25 guys, and pretty soon after that, it grew to 100. And
hey, now, and, wait a minute, Randy. I'm looking at these pictures, and I see the ladies out there and the kids.
Yes.
So it's turned into a family event.
Yeah, we've got a lot of people that come out, and not everybody comes out every weekend, but we get them, you know, scattered here and there. And some weekends we'll have maybe 40 or 50 people, and other times we have 10. You know, it just depends on how people feel. But we've done a really good job, and we've cleaned up a lot of the riding trails in the Dayton area. And so we started hitting Stagecoach, Silver Springs. We even ventured halfway down to Yerington. There's still lots of trash out there. And, of course, as soon as we pick a lot of it up, people add more to it. But we have difficulty with things like tires. We spend a lot of money having to cycle tires. We also have about 30, 40 abandoned vehicles out there that are shot up and tore apart. And we can't remove them. The DMV and the county and the state won't let us touch them. And the tow companies won't go in and pick them up. And we've said we'll tow the dang things right to the edge of the asphalt because they don't want to take their fancy tow trucks into where we go in the canyons and stuff.
Well, what do the county representatives tell you? Why do they tell you you can't touch them and you can't remove them?
Well, we have had a couple meetings through the compliance control officer of Lyon County. And at the meetings were people from BLM, the county, the sheriff, two representatives from DMV, a lot of other people, the Paiute tribes. And I am a very vocal person, and I started kind of jumping up and down saying, help us. We'll tow this stuff out. We'll take it out and take it to the salvage yard. And the DMV people say, you can't do that. Only the tow companies are allowed to remove vehicles, even if they're marked by the sheriff as having been stolen and whatever. We found a near-new BMW, untouched, hours after it was abandoned in the desert in the Sutro area. And we went straight to the sheriff's department and said, here it is. They said, yeah, we'll look at it. And we talked to Sheriff Hunwell about it, and they mark it as stolen. It sat there for a few more days, and after a week, it was partially stripped, and it's still out there, and all that's left is a shell, and it's shot full of holes and turned upside down. There's a Thunderbird out there, four-wheel drive trucks, and we can't touch them. And the DMV guy says, it's against the law. You can't move them. And I said, why? And he said, because that's the law. And I said, well, change the law.
Well, that's stupid. Yeah.
And And he just shook his head and got a little irritated with me. And you know, we have all these issues that we need help with. If people can get together and get our legislators to make a law to where a nonprofit group like us, because we became a nonprofit here about 6 months ago, and because we were taking in donations and stuff to help pay some of our fees, and people were donating their salvage slips from waste management so that we mm-hmm. can pay, because our fees at the dump sites are huge. I bought an F700 flatbed Ford, an old beat up dump truck. It's a flatbed dump, and I'm hauling tons of stuff out. And to go dump that is cost prohibitive for me to pay, and for the pigs to pay all the time. You know, we run into all these problems, and people in Fernley heard about us, and they wanted to, you know, a few of them got together and wanted to start a chapter. So myself and Phil Woolley, the founder, and Glenn Nasidio and a few of the other guys drove over there and started going over each weekend besides our own dump on a weekend and helping them. And they have over 100 members now, and you can look them up on their site and see what they do. And we're doing a tremendous job, but we need help.
But you're being held. And, you're being held back by so-called elected representatives. That is just incredible,
exactly,
Randy.
Exactly. And we've offered to the mayor's office, and they just ignore us. We've called there and said, hey, we'll come and clean along the river. Give us some clearance. Give us some help that we can not get in trouble doing some of this. We pick up thousands of needles in some areas where the drug users shoot up and cause all kinds of issues. And, you know, it's horrible. And we just need, I guess, more notoriety out there and people to give us a hand. And we'll do the job. We've got people that are willing to use their weekends to go out and clean. If we can just get turned loose to do this and help with paying some of our fees. You know, some of us have paid a lot of money out of our own pockets paying these fees, and I'm retired. I'm 69 years old, almost 70 years old. I can't afford to do all of that all the time. But I thought maybe calling you and getting the word out in Reno, start a chapter in Reno.
I'm putting your desertpigs.com. I'm putting that on my suggested websites on my webpage, and I encourage everybody to go there because you can you've got great links here to Dayton, Nevada chapter, to Fernley, Nevada chapter.
Right.
You can join the Facebook groups, and you've got a very well laid out website here. So tell me about the Mound House cleanup that's happening this Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to hit an area that we've hit before, and we have Mound House is terrible right now. It's like what Dayton was a year and a half ago when we started, and we're probably going to hit an area around where there's three abandoned, two motorhomes and a trailer, and people have just filled them with trash. They've used them as places to shoot up and drink, and we can't move the vehicles, but we're going to strip out all the garbage that's inside because it ends up out blowing out in the desert.
Right.
You know, the windows are shot out, the doors are open, and people are going by and throwing in bags of trash and human waste and all of this. Mm. And so we're going to hit those this weekend and probably haul, you know, literally tons and tons of trash out. I show up with my dump truck. Phil comes with a trailer. Some of our members come with their four-wheel drives because we go into some nasty areas.
Yeah.
And Matt, he comes with his trailer, and we're going to take all that to the dump Sunday, and we do it every single weekend. And it's just
your dedication is just incredible. Well, if people want to start,
sick and tired of it.
If people. Isn't that amazing? That's what you have to do when people finally get sick and tired because your elected representatives aren't doing anything or directing, you know, your tax dollars to what needs to be cleaned up. You do. You just have to get angry and start doing it yourself. And I hate to think that that's what they wait for. But Randy, if somebody wants to start a chapter here in Reno or in, oh gosh, Stagecoach or, you know, wherever they're at, you know, down in Douglas, Midna, Gardnerville. What?
Yeah, we're looking at that too, and Fallon.
Can they just come on the Mound House cleanup and meet you on March 9th?
Yes, of course, and we'll start working with them. If we can get some people to get started in the Reno area, we'll start going up there on selected weekends and helping them and getting them started. That's what we did for 4 or 5 weekends in the Fernley area, and now they're running on their own. They're still part of our group. They fly our black flag with the big pig skull and crossbones thing on it, and they clean and they get donations and help with the fees. And one of their members, he liked my dump truck. He went and bought one, an old beat up, thing that needs patched up, and he got it rolling, and we made him kind of the director of our Fernley, and we want to do that in Reno.
Oh, I have to correct.
And I'll get them started.
I have to correct something for us here. The website is actually a little bit off. March 8th is Sunday. So it says March 9th on the website. So we want to say this Sunday, March 8th. Where can people meet at 8:45? And remember, it's daylight savings time. So we spring forward.
On 341, just as you turn off of Highway 50 and start heading up toward Virginia City, on the right-hand side, about a quarter mile off of Highway 50, is the old chocolate factory building. And we're going to be in the parking lot of that. A lot of us will be there from about 8:30 on, and we'll start getting together. And we round up everybody, and by about 9 o'clock, we take off in a caravan and head for where we have scouted it. Myself, I'm a scout, and Glenn is a scout, and we go out during the week because we're both retired, and we drive around in our four-wheel drives, and we find piles of trash and abandoned vehicles, and we clean it up. So we'll lead them to the site, and they can clean with us, and they can leave when they want to leave, or they can ride with some of us. We have a lady that shows up in her Lexus, for God's sakes, and she's driving that thing out in the dirt. And another lady's showing up in a Cadillac Escalade. Matt was coming in his Escalade, and I told him, dude, you got to quit bringing that thing out of here. You're just beating the crap out of it.
So you know, you should be able to drive
on my stuff.
You should be able to drive nice vehicles out into the desert, because you shouldn't be running over all of this crap. So, Randy, I have to let you go, but I urge everybody to log on to desertpigs.com, find out more about this, and don't wait for those big, huge cleanups where they, gather 600 volunteers together. It's not necessary.
With all those people and from all the agencies, and I said, we're doing what you people won't do. We're sick and tired of you people waiting. We're doing what the politicians will not do. They talk big talk, and they don't get the job done.
Randy, I cannot thank you enough. DesertPigs.com. This Sunday, 8:45, 7:45, for if you forget to set your clock back or forward at the edge right there, 50, and heading up into the Mound House of Virginia City. Meet the Dayton Pigs there, the Desert Pigs. This is community coming together. You're out in the desert, the beautiful clean air here in northern Nevada. You're meeting new people, you're making new friends, and you're doing something that actually makes a difference. So, what an awesome thing to do. That's what we have to do. We take over because elected representatives don't. And that brings me to our poll question that we'll come back to after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's Friday here on The Monica Jay Show. Actually, it's Friday everywhere, but we're celebrating Friday here on The Monica Jay Show at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I do get serious even on Fridays, and sometimes I have to remember to pull back and celebrate and enjoy what we have here. And that means special events and things that are going on in the area. So Oz is on the line right now at 884-9910. And Oz, you want to talk about some weekend events?
Yeah, we've got the bowling pin match shoot. It's a person-on-person shoot with bowling pins at the Stillwater Firearms Association. The only thing that's required is you bring a handgun, pistol, revolver with a holster that covers the trigger, and you know how to use a gun safely. All the rules will be explained. It's for beginners to master shooters. It's going to have lunch provided. It's $15 for the, if you're, for whatever class you shoot in, beginner class, intermediate, whatever.
How about the I suck class? Do you have one of those?
Yes, we do.
I always go for the biggest part of the bowling pin. You know, that's where I set my sight on, right there. Not the head of it, but definitely the big fat body part.
Yep, and it's really a lot of fun, and you get to meet a lot of great people and get some real good tips on shooting. If you enjoy a little competition while you shoot.
Who doesn't enjoy competition? I mean, that exactly. Isn't that really what it's all about, the adrenaline that you get going, and, you know, you can maybe talk a little smack to people, have some fun. It's just, that's what we're supposed to be doing on the weekends, is having fun. And it's so nice to actually say, you know, bring your guns. Rather than most of the places exactly. You see now, leave your guns at home, you know, no guns allowed. But Stillwater Firearms, where can people find you online that if they forget the information?
It is stillwaterfirearms.org.
Stillwaterfirearms.org. All right. Oz, you have a great time. Good shooting to you. And I hope you hit your mark every time.
All right. It's going to be either Saturday and Sunday, and it starts at, sign up is at 8, and the shoot starts at 9.
So. Perfect. Thanks, Oz. It's great to hear from you. What do you got going on? Do you have something you want to share? 884-9910. There's always fantastic stuff going on all over Northern Nevada. All the way from Minden-Gardnerville out to Gerlach, over to Fallon. You know, this is Winnemucca. Head on out to Humboldt County. We have such a beautiful area. Don't just stay home. Get out and do something. Whether it's picking up trash, shooting your firearms, or just hanging with
Fox
the family.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour, 24/7.
Or just hanging with your family or strangling your producer. Whatever you want to do this weekend, do it. And hey, drop a shout out. If you've got a special charity event going on, always love to help. Just like when Randy called this morning, he said, you know, just thought you might help us get the word out. That's what we're here for. It's not just all about the politics. It's about community. And that's why, again, want you to head over to our poll question on our website at 991fmtalk.com. I hope you have that listed in your favorites. So you can just go into your favorites or your bookmark and you can just hit it. We've had some interesting answers. The results so far coming in, people have been, wow. People have been, 40%. A lot of times people will just hit things that are on the site. But you can click other and you can add something if you want. I'm surprised that nobody has added education. I really am surprised. I don't know if that's because they know it's lost in Northern Nevada and we don't know how to get it back. But that's getting on the school board. That's firing up the PTA, making sure that it is the parents and teachers who are making the decisions, not administration. It's the parents and teachers. But 40% of those who are participating in the poll right now say, I want a mayor and city council members to make decisions that help protect American citizens and not illegals, drug dealers, vagrants, and gang members. And that's what we have in a majority of the cities up here now. The only way that you can change that, no matter how badly you don't want to, is to participate in the 2020 election. Participate in the recall of Governor Sisolak. That is participate with a capital P. Actually, all the letters should be capitalized. Participate. We'll be back after this Fox News update here on your live and local FM talk show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today. 884-9910. Let's go back in time a little bit. Neil wants to talk about Super Tuesday. Hey, Neil, what's up?
I just wanted to ring and everything about the Super Tuesday, and it's to me, it's so crazy just seeing all the candidates and everything and all the comments I heard on C-SPAN and everything. I couldn't get a hold on C-SPAN because there's so much people, and I just wondering if you have any of the polls, but not for the Democrats, Republican, for the third-party polls, and see what the polls for them. And I'm going to say about Liv Warren, what if Liv Warren didn't endorse any of the two candidates, endorsed a Libertarian or a Green? Is that be a really good for her move, or you think not?
No, she wouldn't do that at all. If she endorses anybody, it's going to be something in it for her, which I think she's probably going to wind up endorsing or sending her supporters over to Bernie Sanders, because they still have to work together. Remember, they're still both senators, so they have to be cordial, and I'm sure there's a lot of talking behind the scenes. I don't have any of the independent or green numbers because of the fact they just don't register. I think it was a calculated effort for Elizabeth Warren to stay in the race, even though she knew she was going to be pulling out, because she took numbers away from Bernie, and she took numbers away from Joe Biden. Because there still are the people out there who are screaming feminism, and they were just voting for Warren because she was a woman. I hate to say that people vote that way. I want to vote for the best person. That's why I'll be voting for Donald Trump. But, you know, it's I can't tell you what's in the minds of people and why they vote what they vote. But I know that either way, it's going to be a very interesting November 3rd. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to see the tears and the, you know, the what happened? What did we do wrong? Blah, blah, blah. But Neil, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's stick to some local issues. And this concerns me. Go into my email at monica@991fmtalk.com. I've been, I believe, fairly honest with you from the very beginning how I feel about the coronavirus, and I'm trying not to scare anybody here, but I feel in my heart that there is something going on, that we are not being told something. When in your lifetime has somebody said that this is no worse than the flu? It's a different form of the flu. People have died from it. Thousands and thousands and thousands of more people have died from it than have died from, you know, or that have died from the flu, that have died from COVID-19. So it's like, I don't understand what the emphasis is, especially on travel. Never for the flu have I seen cruise ships held in San Francisco and everybody have to be tested before they were able to get off the ship. Never in my lifetime, for something that is supposedly less than the flu, seen airline traffic shut down. I get it that you don't want to spread disease, but why isn't the same thing being done for just the flu? I just don't get that. So I received this email from Ethan this morning, or no, from Joe. Sorry, read it wrong. Hey, it's Joe. Hope you're well. So yesterday I went to Costco. I go once every month, usually to get 2 packs of water, a pack of toilet paper, you know, no big deal. Well, now it is, Monica, going to Costco felt weird. There were no sample people. Everything was quiet. I felt like everyone was looking at what everyone else was buying, which I was, by the way. Point is, Monica, this is getting weird. They have a limit on water to purchase, which there was no toilet paper. They ran out of that at 11 a.m. I went at 12:30. Anyway, just wanted to let you know. Hopefully this thing doesn't get crazier. Have a great day. You have a great day too, Joe. That is crazy. You know, it's just like the story I brought you yesterday going on to Amazon. Remember, it's not Amazon. It's the sellers who use Amazon to ship their products are gouging people on hand sanitizer. I'm confused. I mean, this is very confusing to me. So I honestly don't know what to tell you. All I can tell you is know that the Lysols and all those things supposedly kill the coronavirus. And I just saw something the other day that includes the COVID-19. So, clean up. Clean up after yourself. This, for some reason, flu I have not seen affecting the market like it did. Flu, I have not seen affect travel like it is right now. So if the media keeps saying, and these professionals keep saying, well, it's just a form of flu. We're just trying to contain it. And the percentile of people that have been, you know, hospitalized or quarantined, it's the quarantine that gets me. I mean, they're putting up walls now in China. They're putting up walls in Italy. It's just very concerning. Don't panic. Don't go buy everything out. Just like you would for any emergency. You know, and if this turns out to be nothing, well, thank goodness you're finally thinking about just regular emergencies, like if we have a, heaven forbid, a tornado that ripped through Tennessee. All those people. I was watching an interview with a woman last night. She went to Walmart just to do her shopping. When she left, she had a fully furnished home. When she came back, she had nothing. That is just so sad. But you know what? That can happen in an earthquake. It can happen in a fire. Just be prepared to take care of yourself. I want to know what you're thinking about this. So let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Gino's got some thoughts on the coronavirus. Gino, what are you thinking about this?
You know, hey, Monica, I agree with you. I don't think the people in Tennessee are getting anywhere near the amount of attention. I hope there's people who are stepping up to help them, different agencies, Salvation Army and things like that. The coronavirus, I kind of agree with you. I think we are not getting the whole information. I think we're being lied to. I don't know that we know as much as we would like to know. We know that China was lying to us about the numbers. We've seen we're getting good information from Korea and Italy and other places, but we're also seeing that this real sharp bend that wants to kind of, you know, you get a case, then a cluster, and then it just kind of explodes. And, you know, it's funny, you know, people are like, oh, well, if you look at the map, we're all surrounded, but we're, Nevada's okay. Maybe it's the dryness of the air. And then yesterday morning, Vegas, last night, Reno.
Yeah.
I know some of the school districts had been saying, well, there's nothing in, you know, everybody keep calm. And, you know, they don't want kids to wear the masks to school. And God forbid us, you know, staff member wears a mask to school because that's going to cause a panic. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just, it's more about controlling the reaction. And I understand, you know, what's that old Kipling poem, when all those around you are losing their head, if you keep yours, you'll be a man, my son, you know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people going crazy, but as your guy said, walking into Costco and the different things we get from the media, there is something about this. Cause as you say, we have not seen this reaction. So we know it's a coronavirus. We know it spreads really easily. And they're concerned if the common cold was, you know, not the common cold, it was the uncommon cold, and one out of five people got it. Yeah, people be freaking out, and that's why people are freaking out, because coronaviruses are like the cold. You just pick it up. You don't know where. It's just, it's out there. And you know, Trump, he got flack for wanting to shut down the airlines, and everybody screamed racism, mm-hmm. out of China. And you know, and then. They did a few other things. They looked at Alabama, but I don't know why. I think it was a bad decision to put it on Highway 80 down the road at Travis, and then down in Southern California. We have places in the Pacific, you know, islands. We could have done that. It was a mistake to let that happen, because that's where a lot of people were then released after 14 days. Well, the Latin word for quarantine actually means 40 days. And it's just kind of, we are making a lot of poor mistakes. There's a lot of good information online. There's a lot of bad information, but there's a few medical doctors, a guy in England, a guy who's an epidemiologist here in the United States. He's doing one. I've been following these guys for 6 weeks, and I started getting ready. I'm sorry, 8 weeks. I started getting ready 6 weeks ago, and I got my masks, and I got my gloves and all that, and I bought the toilet paper way before anybody, just because I have a little bit of a prepper. I just, like, I'm an old Boy Scout. Be prepared. And
yeah, me too. I don't have to go shopping because I already got all that stuff in my house.
That's right. If we had a terrible earthquake, I'm ready for it. You know, just let me get my gas wrench and turn the gas line off. And mm-hmm. you know, you have to be prepared. And yet, so many people rely on the government to fix it and save us. But look at what the government does. They don't do very many things well. And that's what,
well,
you know, Northern
Nevada.
That's
the thing, Gino. It's not. It's not the government, it's the people also that surround it. Because look at the guy that was told nobody leaves China to come to the U.S. Oh. And there is somebody who went against Trump's travel orders, and he let people, he let Americans out of China to come to the U.S. He said he wasn't, he didn't care what Trump said, he was going to let these people come home. And that guy still works for the government.
No, I agree. It's kind of like, what do you need to do to lose your job? And it's we do not take things seriously. This is a health concern. I like to think a couple generations ago, we would have taken this seriously. But then again, there was a lot more trust. There was a lot more trust in our mm-hmm. our system, and I think so much of that is broken down. We know we're being lied to, you know, because politicians' lips are moving. We're being lied to. And even, you know, President Trump, who I support so much of what he's doing, when he says things like, well, I have a hunch it's really a lot less than that 1%, I'm thinking, wait a minute, George H.W. Bush, read my lips. And that's, you know, he went from 90% in January of 92 to losing the election to Clinton 10 months later. And I just, like, things are going great for President Trump, but if the economy tanks, it's not his charm and winsome personality that's going to get him reelected. It's going to be the economy. And so he knows that. He's a little concerned, and I understand why they're concerned. But people, we need to take care of our health. And schools, our incubators, health clubs, theaters, all the Hollywood's holding back on their movies because people aren't going to go into theaters to see these big James Bond. It's going next fall instead of the spring, because people aren't going to go spend money to sit in a theater with hundreds of people, strangers. That's why they're not getting on planes. They're not getting on trains and buses.
Well,
and
but also look at the homeless. Look at the homeless encampments. If it gets into the homeless encampments, who's going to be affected? All of those workers that have to go down and clean up, all of the healthcare workers who take care of them, all of the homeless services, and then it's just going to filter into the community. So I think, yeah, people have to just be prepared, but also be calm. You know, if it hits, it hits. Be prepared to fight it. Get your tea, get your whatever you need, get your antibiotics or antivirals, but be healthy. Be healthy and watch for the signs. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show. We'll be back after this on a very well-prepared 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM talk.
Oh, it's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today. Hey, let's head to the phone lines real quick and check in with Kevin this morning. Hi, Kevin. What did you want to talk about? Something about MSNBC?
Yes, I just wanted to make another example of how great Common Core math is. And they came out and said that since Mike Bloomberg spent $500 million to bump up his campaign, that since there's only 350 million people in America, that everybody could get $1 million. Now, that's just so ridiculous. They don't even look at the data before they present it. And I just hope that even the young kids at junior high can, you know, figure that out on their own, that they're just totally warped, whether they're saying that just for political purposes or whether they're really that stupid. It's just terrible. It burns me up.
I think they really are that stupid, because actually from our math days, Kevin, isn't that more like $1.50 that he could have given everybody?
Yeah, probably.
We could have bought some hands. We could have bought some hand sanitizer. Oh no, we can't even buy that anymore because they're gouging prices on that. Kevin, thank you so much. Yes, Common Core has got to go. I mean, other countries don't even teach like Common Core, and that's why we are going to lose to other countries. Don't be a loser this weekend. You know what? Turn off the national news. I'd say even turn off the local news, because even the things that happen don't get really highlighted. You know, like the fact that we lost four people the other day. Murder-suicide. Murdered two high school students. My heart just goes out to people and the way they're feeling right now. We need to get out of the house. We need to get into the community. We need to share our experiences. And we need to let each other know, I'm here for you, no matter what. We have suicide hotlines. We have veteran suicide hotlines. We have teen hotlines. There are people out there who are willing to listen. I'm willing to listen. Find me on Facebook. What do you need to talk about? Get out. Let some of the sunshine that we've been enjoying, watch, it's going to probably rain and snow this weekend like it did last weekend. Get out and let the sunshine hit your face. Get out of the basement. Get off the computer. Get away from the TV. Walk. Do something. Pick up some trash. Make yourself feel productive. Help yourself feel good. And it's going to change your outlook. Stop looking down at a screen when you're walking and look up and look around. And when you see somebody smile at you, smile back. I try to do that everywhere I go. I don't care who the person is or what they're doing. Just smile at them. Let them know that we're stronger than elected representatives make us out to be. Those government people. We're a lot stronger than they make us out to be. And I love the people that put the little, I have this driving up to my house along Zalesi. The signs are disappearing. I hope if somebody's stealing it, they're putting it in their backyard. but they just have little hand-done signs out there. You're stronger than you think you are. You're worth it. You're unique. I think that's just the coolest thing. Let's stop all this thinking that it's the end of the world, it's the end of existence, and just help each other to understand that the world is bigger than just us. Things are going to come and go, even when it comes to climate. We're only here for a short time, so let's enjoy every minute of it. Have a great weekend. I love you. You're in my heart. Whatever you need, I'm always there for you. Have a great weekend, and I hope I catch you back here on Monday on 92.3 and 99.1.